Mandy Kolkman, welcome.
Hi, Julia.
Now, the community is getting a grand opportunity to celebrate the arts this holiday weekend with a special Broadway street stroll. So, Mandy, what's there to stroll about?
We wanted to give the opportunity for those who don't venture out to that side of town to come see all of the new businesses that have gone in and also the businesses that have been there, just kind of refresh their brains on what we do. And at each of those venues, which there are 9 different venues participating in the event this coming weekend, there will be 11 different bands. We have several art vendors, and we also have some performing arts for people to enjoy.
Well, it sounds like there is plenty to stroll about then, that's for sure. And just for a second, let's go back in the day. Broadway was a happening street, and it is regaining that reputation once again. How do you feel that its historic vibe is going to impact and complement what's happening?
I hope that this event will be a little bit of a history lesson. We are opening up the old fire station number 5 that was built in 1893, and it was active until 1959. Now they just kind of use it as headquarters, and we're going to have bands at that location from 1:45 to 3:15. And for many, this is the first time that they're going to get the chance to see the inside of the facility, to see the Art Deco ceilings and Treble Brewing, same thing. The Fillmore was built in 1923, and we've tried to keep a lot of the, again, Art Deco and historic aspects about the facility. And we'd also like to give the community the opportunity to check out some of the newer businesses that have gone into some of the older buildings on Broadway Street.
That does sound like wonderful, fun activity. And the fact is, you are showcasing 11 fresh new musical acts throughout this event. I love this old and new pairing as well. So besides getting a way cool history lesson here, they're going to get a lesson on what is happening on the brand new music scene. How do you think this is going to be received?
We have bands ranging from indie rock to alternative that day. And our hope is that the community is going to come out to our event and find their new favorite band. We hope that they have a new appreciation for the art scene and the arts community in Fort Wayne and realize that you don't necessarily have to go to Chicago or Indianapolis to find good music. We have it right here. That is something I know I've been really grateful for, our really strong arts community in Fort Wayne.
And sounds like you're saying it's right here on Broadway, at least on this day.
On this day, everything is right on Broadway.
And now your stroll is long because it goes from below Treble Brewery and all the way up to what's your northernmost point?
Jefferson.
So besides pure foot power, what are the travel options available?
We do have about 7 different lots where you can park your car. But if that's not what you're feeling that day, we do have bikes provided by Fort Wayne Outfitters where you can go ahead and bike your way up and down the street. We also have air-conditioned buses from Community Transportation Network, and it's probably going to be a little bit of a hot one, and people can go ahead, rest their feet, and take a ride on those buses up and down the street.
That's fantastic. It sort of brings out all of the transportation diversity that always has been going up and down the street, except for the horse and buggy. We're not going back that far yet. You're also sweetening the stroll with street dancers and at least 18 street vendors. Now, quite literally, where are you going to manage to fit these in?
The great thing about a lot of the venues on Broadway is that we have indoor locations as well as outdoor locations. Mm-hmm. For example, the Fillmore on Broadway, Treble Brewing, and the Phoenix all have patios, which increase our space greatly. So we plan to utilize those beautiful patio areas, which it's July. Everyone wants to be outside and enjoy the beautiful weather that we're having. So as you make your way up and down the street, you may see some vendors along the sides of the facility. You may see them as you walk through the patio to get to the inside of the venue. And we hope that everyone will be surprised by the variety of vendors that we have.
And it does sound like another wonderful dimension that you're putting on this day, which kind of sounds like an extended, well, literally a street fair, except it goes all the way up and down the street, and also a way to meet the Broadway neighbors and meet a lot of the music that's happening in town. Is this all age friendly?
This event is open to all ages, and we actually would encourage members of the community to come out with their family. We've noticed that not all musical events are family friendly. So that was really important to us to be able to offer something for everyone to be able to participate in. Some of our band members aren't even 21 themselves. So you got to open it up to all ages so that their friends can come out and hear how talented they are.
That's a great point. And you'll certainly be happy to have some of the folks that have always had Broadway on their radar to come back and take a new look at their grand old neighborhood too, I assume.
Oh yes, that's been very important to us, is to kind of bring everything back to the roots. I've received so many messages from the community members saying, we will definitely be there because we live right around the corner. And I think it's so great to present an opportunity for the community to, especially when I say community, I really kind of mean the 46807, 46802 area. I want them to come to something that's affordable, fun, right around the corner, and kind of rally everybody behind Broadway Street and remember that it once was happening and now it is again.
And going back to Broadway itself for a minute now, it's a work in progress, and so much has been done, as you've just been indicating. What's happening now out there on the street?
So many new things have happened even in the past year. We have Trouble Brewing that just opened in November of 2015. Right before that, Fancy and Staple opened. That was October. And if you haven't checked out Fancy and Staple, it is the cutest little boutique store. And Rick Kenny, just down the street, so a little bit past where we're going to go with the stroll, he's heading up the Clyde Theater progression.
That's quite a work in progress.
It is. And we're really excited because Rick's actually participating in the event, although not the Clyde right now, but he is performing with Moser Woods the day of the event.
So. That's great. And so we're hoping for future Broadway strolls, maybe next year this time. We can
continue down the street a little bit more. And I believe the old Lombardo's is also converting into a new nightclub. So the more the merrier for 2017 Broadway Street Stroll.
And there's still plenty of property available over there on the General Electric campus, 32 acres, in fact.
Yeah, the GE recently ceasing operations is a little bit in the other direction of where we're going with the progression of Broadway Street. It was around since 1911, so it even kind of outdated a lot of the buildings that are participating in the Broadway Street Stroll. And we know that it once had the 10,000 employees, so I believe the whole city would probably be behind what I'm about to say, that we'd like to see something go in where maybe not 10,000, but you know, we get as many new job opportunities as possible, and also maybe bring in something that will help increase our ever-growing tourism.
And I know that you have not only the General Electric employees behind you, but you have the whole corridor behind you too. So seeing anything go in there green and healthy and fresh and job creating is what you're all looking for.
Exactly.
And good luck on that, that's to be sure. And, you know, since your mission is to promote local music and your flagship venue is the Fillmore on Broadway, as you look into the future and you see what is happening and what's going to happen, is it conceivable that Broadway could be Fort Wayne's new local arts and music strip?
I really hope so. I have been working at the Fillmore now for 3 years, and it's really funny to me that one of our locations was a venue I had never heard of, and I pass it every single day. And it's called Tech Venture, and they're Fort Wayne's largest makerspace.
That is true.
To me, that is the forefront and headquarters of creativity. Anything artistic or creative, Tech Venture is doing exactly that. So between the apparel, the culinary, brewing, and venues that host art events and music, and the Brass Rail, which we cannot forget about because they have been on the forefront of music for a very long time now. Yeah, we are up and coming. We're going to be the next new Main Street for arts.
And I would like to ask you, Mandy, before I let you go, how do you hope events exactly like this Broadway Street Stroll are going to add vibrancy and a great big, wonderful footprint, using all the popular words now, to the cultural landscape?
Brent and I, who have co-created this event, we're actually thinking about other ways that we can use the mission of the Broadway Street Stroll, which is to showcase art and cuisine and breweries, retail, event venues along Broadway, to create more awareness of the streets in Fort Wayne that have things that people aren't visiting. So for instance, maybe next year you may see a Fairfield Street Stroll, or even more relevant, maybe a Calhoun Beltline Street Stroll. I'm really finding that even the people who have lived in Fort Wayne for decades don't know about some of the businesses a little bit past downtown.
Mandy Coltman is event director for Fillmore on Broadway and the co-creator of Broadway Street Stroll, along with Brent Drake. Mandy, thank you so much for taking time for us today out of your busy week, and have a fine stroll this weekend.
Thanks, Julia. It was really great talking with you.